questions. I have received three public questions. We have received these three questions and members and public, the maximum of 15 minutes are allowed to asking and to answering these questions. And Mrs. Judy Taylor, thank you.
So, good evening. Without wanting, I'm reading out my question, which has been approved. Without wanting to disrupt the highway infrastructure, how long does the panel think it is possible to go on overwhelming the highway with road signage, bus lanes, roadside stopping prohibitions, epidemic speed variations, and in particular, electronic surveillance, without it pressurising drivers to such an extent that it becomes counterproductive to road safety?
Thank you, Mrs. Taylor. Thank you for your question for the panel. The increasing demand to travel on the transport network by the vehicles, particularly private cars, is the main cause of this issue with road safety. Congestion and delay as the network becomes full to capacity. Harrow Council as highway authority is responsible for managing the transport network and aims to minimize the risks to the traveling public and to ensure journeys can be made more reliable and efficiently as far as practicable. Many schemes and initiatives are introduced that require traffic signs, bus lanes, speed control and other such traffic management measures are intended to address these type of problems, improve road safety, as well as prioritize sustainable transport modes such as walking, cycling and public transport. The use of these measures are set out quite clearly in the Council's Transport Local Implementation Plan, which contains the borough policy objective and program of investment, which is also required to accord with the Mayor of London Transport Strategy. The two core principles of both local and regional transport policy has been for many years to encourage the shift away from travel by private cars towards more sustainable forms of transport and to improve safety. Mrs. Taylor, do you have a supplementary question?
I would like to say one more thing. I myself drive an electric car. However, my issue is particularly with electronic surveillance, and I believe that a spying society is not a healthy society. I could leave it there. I would just like to add one sentence, if I may, which I prepared, that I profoundly believe, as a driver, that trying to take in all the paraphernalia that makes up our road system these days is not compatible with concentrating on what is most important, the actual moment-to-moment dynamic conditions on the road. Thank you.
Thank you. Can I call upon Mrs. Julian Moore? Mr. Julian Moore, thank you.
Madam Chairman, the Hatch End Association wonders if the panel is aware of the loss of vitality and accessibility to Hatch End Broadway Shopping Centre and asks what action the panel recommends to meet the urgent situation demanded by residents, shoppers and businesses in Hatch End. Please confirm when the long overdue control of parking in Hatch End and Broadway will be carried out.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Your question regarding review of parking control in Hatch End. The Hatch End Control Parking Scheme was implemented in 2014 and was not identified by the panel for follow-up review of the scheme. There is therefore no review included within the current program of work. It should also be noted that introducing parking restriction on the service roads had been consulted on in the past, and the local businesses were opposed to any parking controls. In February every year, however, the panel is presented with a report to consider all new existing requests for parking schemes in order to consider the priority of schemes for the forthcoming year and agree an annual program of work. The concern of Hatch End Association will therefore be included within that report and considered by the panel in February 2018. I hope this addressed your concern. Thank you. Mr. Moore, do you have supplementary questions?
I do.
Thank you.
I feel the panel have been made aware of the urgency of the changes needed to short-term parking in Hatch End Broadway to keep it a viable, vibrant centre for residents, shoppers and businesses in Harrow. Since the local community was engaged in discussion with officers and councillors about the parking in the Broadway service road over 7 years ago, the circumstances have changed greatly, largely caused by council actions, such as permitted development of a large number of flats above the shops and shop developments, removing rear parking, CPZ implementation, which has not stopped computer parking in the service road, but has stopped parking in Uxbridge Road on Sundays and introduced car park charges. While free 20-minute parking in meter-controlled areas makes controlled parking more useful to shoppers, all-day parking by commuters and others is severely limiting access by shoppers visiting the post office, newsagents, pharmacies and other essential shops, especially for the less able and elderly. The effects of this is that the shops are closing. It is 6 at present, with others threatening to close soon. The need for revised parking management is urgently required. We have been representing the residents' and business desire for action to TARSAP since February 2015. Nothing has been done. The petition we will present to you tonight, taken over 2 weeks at shops in the Broadway, has over 600 signatures, which illustrates the strength of public feeling. What does the local population have to do to get the council to listen to their needs in what is a win-win-win situation? As the council gets extra revenue, the residents have access to local shops and the traders get more business. Thank you.
The context of your supplementary question, due to the technical nature, I will ask the officers to respond. Can I ask David to respond? Thank you.
Okay, it's true that there has been consultation in the past and the circumstances may well have changed. There's certainly evidence that in shopping areas that if you bring in payment select schemes that can help customer parking for local businesses, so there's certainly a precedent for making those sorts of changes. When we present information to the panel in February with regard to all the parking management scheme options, Hatch End will be included and we will provide all the necessary information for the panel to decide their priorities. Thank you.
I hope you're happy with the answers.
Thank you.
With the outcome, I hope.
Okay.
Is there a representation for Friends of North?
Madam Chairman, may I just say a word on that petition?
He hasn't presented. That was a public question.
Yeah, it was a public question. Petition has not been presented.
Okay.
Thank you. Is there a representative of the Friends of Northumberland Estate here?
Northumberland Road, yes.
Yes. Would you please ask your question, sir?
Certainly. Good evening. Again, a little bit of background. I asked this question before of Barry Kendler, your predecessor. Didn't really get an answer. Lots of times we're referred back to the police, and I'll read the question because it's self-explanatory. In previous speeding-related discourse with the panel, we have frequently been referred back to the Met as it is a police enforcement matter. Thus, could you please now formally explain just why a member of the local police force is not represented here in Tartan?
Thank you for your question. Thank you for your question regarding the representation of the local police services at the TASA. The organization of the Metropolitan Police regarding traffic issues is varied. There is one representative in the roads and the transport policing commander who looks after four London Borough of Harrow, including Harrow. He is the main contact for officers with regarding for the formal views of the police on the traffic matters. However, many more minor issues are delegated to the local safer neighborhood team who provided local policing. The difficulty is finding someone to represent the police will be that SAT representatives are focused on the small number of wards and many not to be able to provide the panel with borough-wide views. The sole representative from the roads and transport policing commander would be able to provide a borough-wide view. However, due to the resources limitation in the police currently, it is unlikely that this person would be available to take up an advisory role. Under the Constitution, the panel do have at their discretion the choice to appoint advisors to the panel. This is therefore a request that the panel would need to debate and make a decision on taking account on this position. Thank you. Do you have a supplementary question?
Yes, I do. Thank you for your reply. It's quite helpful, and I can see some future there that there may be a chance, resources permitting, that the police could actually take a part in this, which would be only fair based on previous activities. I do have a question, but it's probably more of a procedural issue. But can you explain, please, why public questions have to be submitted 3 days before, then an answer is read out at the meeting, and then we're expected to respond to that with no prior knowledge? Is there any reason why the officer's written response could not be submitted to the questioner before the meeting, and that way you may get a more intelligent supplementary question?
Thank you for your question. Can I ask the officer to respond?
That's what's in the Constitution at the moment, and it would require a change to the Constitution, and we have to abide by that.
Thank you. Obviously, a demographic change. Thank you.
Councillor Dillon-Marsh?
I'm sorry. I've got a comment.
Okay.
Thank you.